بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله الأمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We are continuing our discussion, our study of عمدة الأحكام, and today we have hadith number 264. So who would read that for us, please?
Assalamu alaikum. Rafi bin Khadij رضي الله عنه reported, I heard Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم saying, the price of a dog is bad, the earning of a prostitute is bad, and the earning of a kappa is bad.
Okay, this hadith, the first two we have spoken about. We've discussed in the previous episode. So we will not go through that. What is the meaning of bad? The Arabic word is khabith. And khabith can have a number of meanings. So with the price of the dog, we can say that khabith means haram. With the price or the fee of a prostitute, we can say definitely it is haram. But when we come to a kappar fee, and what is a kappar? Cupping in Arabic is al-hijama. And what is al-hijama? Al-hijama is a form of treatment, and it's Islamic, and it's very healthy, and the Prophet did it, alayhi salatu wasalam, and he encouraged us to do it, is to bring a razor blade, not you, of course. Don't go and try this yourself at home. This is something only to be done by professionals. They go to the back of the neck or to the shoulders, and they slash it a little bit, not killing the person, just slashing it, and then they suck the blood out. Now, the blood that comes out is different than the blood that comes from your hand or from your legs, because that blood that usually comes from your wound is usually light in red. Red that is a little bit light, not very dark, and it is not hard. The blood that is sucked from the back of the neck or the shoulders comes in pieces, very dark and not very liquid. And they say, doctors, experts in this field, say that this is the rotten blood. And the values of cupping are enormous. It increases your memory. It improves your eyesight. It reduces your sleeping hours because you feel more agile and fit for 6 months almost. And it also is one of the best treatment for migraines. People who have the headache, migraines, and they tried so many medication, once they do the cupping, subhanallah. And that is why the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, if the cure, if the healing were to be in something, it would have been in a drink of honey or a slash of a kappar in cupping or the burning of what is known as cauterizing it. So cauterizing it, the bodies, is also part of the healing, though the Prophet does not recommend this one. Yet it is part of healing. So now the Prophet is describing cupping, the fee that the cupper takes, as khabith. So is khabith haram here? Scholars differed. Some said yes, because the Prophet والسلام, combined it with the price of the dog and a prostitute's fee. And other scholars say that no, it is not forbidden, because the Prophet himself, alayhi salam, had a man offer or do cupping, and he gave him a dinar. He gave him money. And if it was haram, the Prophet would have told him that, no, you cannot, because the money is haram. I'm not going to assist you. So the most authentic opinion is that it is halal. So what do we interpret the word khabith here? Scholars say that the first two, khabith, is known to be haram. The third, it means that it is bad. And they give an example in the Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah Azza wa Jal addresses the believers, the mu'mineen. وَلَا تَيَمَّمُوا الْخَبِيثَ مِنْهُ تُنْفِقُونَ وَلَسْتُمْ بِآخِذِهِ إِلَّا أَن تُغْمِضُوا فِيهِ. Meaning that when you give something in charity and you have 5-6 good things or mixed things, don't choose the worst. Because if you choose the worst, usually if someone gives you this worst, you will not take it. So how can you give it? Choose something from the middle, so that Allah Azza wa Jal would accept that. Also, the Prophet described, alayhi salatu wasalam, garlics and onions by saying that these two trees are khabithatan. Khabitha. So, does it mean it's haram? No, the Prophet is telling us that eating it and then going to the masjid is forbidden. If you're not going to the masjid and you can eat it and the smell would go, eat as much as you want. The Prophet ﷺ did not eat it because he used to communicate and receive the revelation from Jibreel. And that is why the smell of his mouth ﷺ had to be always beautiful and pure. And it was. And that is why, by the way, when we stand up in prayer in the middle of the night, when we want to pray night prayer, what is the sunnah? To use miswak. Why? The Prophet tells us, alayhi salam, when you stand up in night to pray, the angel comes and puts his mouth on your mouth. Whatever Quran comes out of it, it goes into him. So that is why the sunnah is to purify and clean your mouth because of not annoying that angel. Now we pray witr, we pray night prayer, Allahu alam, how many hours, and we just recite, we don't know what we're reciting. If you have this hadith, authentic hadith in your mind, and you wake up, you make wudu, and you brush your teeth and clean it with miswak, because you know that an angel would put his mouth on your mouth, wallahi, when you say, Allahu Akbar, and you start reading the Fatiha, you start to shake. Because you know Allah is watching you, you know the angel is listening to you, then you would have a different taste of night prayer, different than what you know. But unfortunately, we're doing it as what? As a system. Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. What did you do? I finished prayer, alhamdulillah. What did you benefit? Nothing. Now, this is a big problem. So, a couple's earning is halal, inshallah, yet it is not something that people look up to. So, it is one of the jobs that are not highly appreciated in Islam, because Islam appreciates the good quality jobs, the jobs that would make the people honorable. Yes, it's an honest and form of income, yet is it the best? So if one tells you, would you like to be a medical doctor or a cupper? At the time of the Prophet ﷺ, it was one of the worst jobs. Nowadays, nobody does this job except doctors. So it is not as bad as it used to, walhamdulillah. Okay, we move on to the following hadith, which is hadith number 265. The hadith was narrated by Zayd ibn Thabit, may Allah be pleased with him. Who among the brothers will read it? Yes, akhi.
Zayd bin Thabit, may Allah be pleased with him, reported that Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, had given concession to the owner of Arya to sell it by estimating its weight. In a narration for Muslim, by estimating it and selling it in exchange of dried dates so that they would eat it ripe.
This chapter deals with what's known as Al-Araya. And Araya is a plural of Ariya. And what is Al-Araya? It is a chapter that is against the general rules. Why? We took few programs ago the prohibition of al-muzabana. What is al-muzabana? Go back to your notes. Al-muzabana. Okay, the brother with the green shirt.
Measured ripe dates for fresh ones, or measured fresh dates for ripe ones.
Good. Al-muzabana is exchanging something that is dry with something that is fresh and ripe on the tree. Now, this is not permissible in Islam. And we've stated that because this is part of riba. Riba, if you're not 100% sure that it's equal, it is exactly like being 100% sure that it is not equal. If I sell you 10 grams of gold for 12 grams of gold, this is not equal, so this is directly what? This is riba. Now, if I sell you this much of gold with this much of gold, but not knowing the weight, it is also considered to be riba, because you have to have the knowledge of being them equal. In muzabana, each one is pushing his friend so that he would get as much as possible for something that is not equal. I have dry dates, you have ripe dates. So I say, this much, no, increase a little bit. And he says, no, decrease a little bit. So they are pushing each other. This is forbidden. We spoke about grapes for raisin. This is forbidden. We spoke about standing crops, as in the case of the spike or the ears of wheat with grain. This is forbidden. Why? Because we cannot be sure of it being what? Equal. We don't know whether it's equal or not. Now, in al-araya, it's a different story altogether. Why? Because the Prophet is permitted here, alayhi salatu wasalam, to buy with dry dates, ripe and fresh dates on the palm tree. Okay, we just said that this is forbidden. This is an exception. What are the conditions? This is what we'll know, inshallah, after the break, so stay tuned.